So you want to have a career as a fitness professional, or you'd like to be a fitness instructor, a personal trainer. You'd like to help people to be healthy, fit and strong. And in a world where we're getting fatter and sicker and weaker and unhealthier by the day, and if you want to stay healthy, fit and strong, you may have been involved in an exercise program, or you've been to the gym, or you've had a personal trainer, or you've Googled weight loss or fat loss or exercise, and you'd like to know whether it's possible to have this as a career. And you'll hear plenty of people say, you know, there's too many personal trainers and there's too many gyms and you can't make enough money and it's not a real job and you just can't do that. Well, of course that's not true, because there's plenty of people who have successful gyms and very successful personal training studios. They're mobile trainers. They have a studio at home. They train elite athletes or sporting teams. They're fitness professionals on cruise ships. There's a load of opportunities. So how do you make yourself successful in the fitness profession? Because yes, there are plenty of personal trainers who aren't successful, and there are plenty of gyms that go broke, and there are plenty of people who do a fitness course and never get a career in the fitness profession, and they're the ones that you probably shouldn't listen to. They'll be really annoyed if you're successful, because you'll prove them wrong because they told you that you couldn't do it. If you want to do it, there are some fundamentals. So the biggest and most important one is that you find out exactly what it is that you want to do. And if you don't know, go and try everything. So yes, you could work in a gym, in a personal training studio, in a five-star health spa resort or hotel. You could be a fitness professional on a cruise ship. You could train elite athletes or sporting teams. You could train movie stars, corporate people, families, children. You could specialize in people who want to lose weight. You could specialize in people who want to put on muscle size. You could specialize in people who have injuries or need rehabilitation. You could have a large chain of gyms. You could have your own gym. You could have a home studio. You could train people in the park or on the beach, be a mobile trainer in other people's homes. You could have rent a space in a large health club, which is very popular now. And then if you really want to make a big difference in the fitness profession and have a really successful business, do something that nobody's ever done before, or have a look at what people are doing and do it completely different. Because if you become a personal trainer and be the same as all the other personal trainers, you'll have to compete on price. If you open a gym and you do what all the other gyms are doing, you'll have to compete on price. If you are the same as everybody else, then nobody will have a reason to pick you versus picking somebody else versus not picking anybody at all. Because not all personal trainers have given great service in the past. People have had really bad experiences with gyms in the past. So you need to do something that's uniquely different. So the first thing is find out what you think you want to do. And if you don't know, go and try lots of things. Go and work in lots of gyms and personal training studios and figure out what you don't like to do and what you think you might like to do. The next thing is, when you know what it is that you want to do, then you've got to work out at least five things that will make you completely different from any other personal training studio, gym, personal trainer, fitness facility, completely different to what everybody else is doing. If you do it the same, you'll get the same result. Now, if you do it the same as somebody that is successful, you'll end up copying, and then people may or may not take you seriously, because they'll just say, oh, that's the next, and they'll name a gym or a personal training studio or another personal trainer that you have copied. So you need to have at least five things that make you completely different from everybody else. Now, they're called USPs in business, unique selling propositions. What you can tell your potential customers and clients that will make you completely different from everybody else. Then you need some points of difference. Now, those very cool things are things that your customers and clients will talk about you to other people. So they'll say, I go to this personal trainer, or I go to this gym, or I've chosen this fitness facility because they do it differently. They know my name. They wear a uniform. They arrive on time. They've got fluffy white towels. They give you your own water bottle. They play your music when you come in. Things that other personal training studios and gyms don't do that other people will talk about, but you probably wouldn't put in your marketing or advertising because it's not something that people would buy initially, but they'll certainly talk about it afterwards. So it might be that you have a coffee machine and you make people their favorite coffee. It might be that you have everybody's favorite magazine when they come in and they're waiting to start their personal training session. It might be that you remember their birthday, their anniversary, all the special events in their life, and you always send them a message. Some of the things that, in fact, everything I've just mentioned, most personal trainers and fitness facilities will never do. And if they do, they do it in a some form of customer service software program that's not even personal. So if you are different from everybody else, if you look to be uniquely different in at least five ways from the people that are doing the same thing that you're doing, you will have a successful business because people will have something to talk about. And all you've got to do now is work out how many hours do you want to work and how much do you want to earn, and that will determine how much you charge. And I can't tell you those numbers. You've got to work those out for yourself, because most people decide I'm going to charge this much because that's what the competition is doing, or that's what the other personal trainers are doing, or that's what the other gyms are charging. But the other gyms don't have the same life as you. They don't have the same expenses as you. They don't have the big dreams that you have. So all you've got to do to make your business financially successful is, how much do I want to earn? How many hours do I want to work? And divide the how much you want to work by the number of hours, which will give you how much you need to charge per hour. Obviously, you need to include your expenses. And then you market your business to the people who would most be attracted to that particular amount of money. And marketing is a simple process. Once again, you can't sell a secret. So make sure that you tell everybody in your target market what it is that you do, why you do it, how good you are at it, and most importantly, how you can help them solve a problem, solve a challenge, lose weight, get fit in the most uniquely different, simple way possible. So if somebody tells you that you can't be successful in the fitness profession, it's not true. There are many multimillionaires. There are many very successful individual personal trainers who are earning more than doctors and lawyers and plastic surgeons and accountants, and they're working many less hours. So if somebody tells you that you can't be successful, stick a big smile on your dial, just nod your head, and prove them wrong. You can have a successful career in the fitness profession.